On the last episode of The Golden Girls...
I'm going out tonight with Stan.
No.
Yes, Ma, I really am.
I believe you. I said no. What's the matter, honey? Did you have a bad time with Ray?
It wasn't Ray. His ex-wife, Myra, ran into the Chowderheads where we were eating and started yelling at me. I tried to convince Myra that he's just a friend, but she wouldn't listen. For some reason, she won't accept a divorce. I really feel threatened.
Ma. Ma, Stan gave me an engagement ring.
I see. Excuse me. You marry this man, and we're no longer family. You do this, you are out of my life forever. Dorothy, I don't know if you'll recognize him without his leather apron, but this is Errol. He's our shoe repair guy. I told him you're dying to go out with him.
Errol, I'm sorry you made the trip for nothing. My mother refuses to accept the fact that I am getting married in 3 days.
So, what are you doing tonight?
Goodbye, Errol.
Ma. Dorothy, he's perfect for you. He knows your shoe size and he doesn't care. Why didn't somebody wake me up? Because the last time I walked into your bedroom unannounced, some guy missed the trampoline and almost killed me.
That is exactly the kind of thing I don't want you to say this afternoon when we're interviewing new roommates. Oh, God, it'd be so much easier if she didn't have to meet you people.
Well, I hope you find somebody soon. You know, actually, you're going to need 2 new tenants.
I'm not living with you and Stan.
Yes, you are, Ma. I want you with us, and besides, you can't afford to live alone.
Blanche is letting me keep my room, and I have an interview with McDonald's today. If I can see over the counter, I'm their new fry girl.
Oh, Rose, what happened?
My brakes went out, and the car wouldn't stop.
Oh.
My whole life flashed before my eyes, and the Neuterflocken twins played a bigger part than I'd realized.
That must have been awful.
Oh, it was. I don't know any Neuterflocken twins. The mind is a powerful thing.
Think of the 99% you don't use.
Anyway, I stopped at a gas station, and they were nice enough to give me a ride home. Oh, by the way, Chuck says yo.
Chuck from Arco or Chuck from Shell?
Shell.
Big Chuck from Shell or little Chuck from Shell?
Blanche, I think you're spending too much time at the full service island.
Oh, boy, I think Myra tampered with my brakes. I mean, ever since I went to dinner with her ex-husband, she's been out to get me. Oh! What if that's Myra? Hello? Hello? I can hear you breathing, you devil. Now, why are you doing this to me?
Here. Just calm down. Let me handle this. Hello, this is Blanche Dever... Oh, Chuck, yo.
Oh, Dorothy, push the doorbell.
The door's open.
I know, but push it anyway.
This is really amazing, Rose. You know, just the other day I was thinking, why doesn't our doorbell bark?
It's probably because we didn't have a bark bell. I got it to keep Myra away.
You really think this is going to work?
Oh, yeah. Look at the box. See how the burglar's running away from the house?
And he's saying, yikes. Oh, here, honey, this is for you.
I'm afraid to open it. What if it's from Myra?
Oh, come on, Rose.
Well, what if it's got a deadly black spider in it that's going to leap out and bite me the minute I open it?
There you are.
You're wise. You're just wise.
Oh, good, you're both here. Listen, I interviewed a very sweet lady on the phone to be our roommate, and she'll be here soon. So when she gets here, please pretend to be nice.
Well, this is good news. I mean, you've already turned down about 12 people. They're either too thin or too pretty or too young. It's as though you only want to live with a woman who has absolutely no sex appeal whatsoever.
You think we're dogs, don't you?
Now that's too eerie.
The dogs are on my tail again. Through the river, runs through the river.
Mom, we just put in a new bell. It's to scare people.
It'll never work.
Hello.
Are you Truby?
Yes, Vlad.
Yes, come on in.
Oh, thanks.
Meet everybody. Rose.
Oh,
hello.
Dorothy.
Rose.
That's Sophia.
Sophia.
Oh, sit down.
Oh, yes, thanks. Well, who's the lucky bride?
You must be referring to the once and future Mrs. Yutz.
My husband passed just last summer.
Oh.
Passed what?
A slow-moving Winnebago.
I hate when I get stuck behind one of those.
He's dead, sweetie. But hey, I'm used to it. I put 3 in the ground. Well, what can I tell you? I like him old, rich, and barely breathing.
Why don't I show you the rest of the house? Do you mind if I ask how old you are?
Oh, about as old as you are.
To lose a husband that young.
Okay, places. Da 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 dum dum da dum 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 da dum. Remember, teeny steps. We're not Godzilla attacking the city. Okay. Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to join Dorothy and Stanley in blah, 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 followed by rings and into the vows.
Dorothy, I vow to you that my love is pure.
I do vow too.
I vow that my love is strong.
I do vow, too.
I vow that I will love no other.
I do. My God, Stanley, I feel like one of the Shirelles.
And most of all, I vow that my marriage to my beloved Dorothy will...
As God is my witness in front of this entire congregation, I call an end to this wedding here and now.
Sophia, this is only the rehearsal.
It is? Pretend you didn't hear that. I'll see you tomorrow.
You've got to disconnect those stupid dogs.
But it's working. And besides, I've already named them.
Thanks for letting me move in early. Great day for a wedding. Say, who tied those dead fish to the back of the car?
It's a St. Olaf tradition. You drive until you can't stand the smell, and then that's where you live.
Crazy or stupid?
We think it's a mix.
Hey. What's this? I thought I canceled the flowers. I mean, it looks nice.
Sophia, you've got to stop this.
Now, you're hurting Dorothy. Don't you love her?
Of course I love her.
Well, then why are you doing this?
Because I'm trying to save her from making the biggest mistake of her life.
You don't know that? Sophia, I know you're only trying to protect her, but let me tell you about a lesson that I learned when I was a little girl in St. Olaf. If you hold a bird gently, the bird will stay. But if you squeeze the bird, his eyes will bug out. And Mr. Pet Shop owner gets very huffy and he won't let you touch the birds anymore. And the mice, he won't even let you in the room with the mice.
What is 8 times 6? Okay, now that we have a few minutes. I think Rose made 2 very good points. 1, not all psychotics are dangerous. And 2, honey, you have to let go. Dorothy's capable of making her own decisions. Does any of this make any sense to you, Sophia?
Not completely. I still think Rose has the capacity to kill.
Oh, Rose, sorry, honey. Pencil's down.
I could have used a pencil?
You just look so beautiful. Uh-huh. You know, this reminds me of the day I married George. Oh, it was an exquisite wedding. 500 people in that big old church, and I didn't have any underwear on.
Why?
I just felt it was the right thing to do.
My wedding was outdoors. February 12th, I'll never forget it. I wore the most beautiful white flannel wedding gown. It even had feet sewn in.
Oh, when Stan and I were married, Stan was crying, I was crying, Ma was crying, all for different reasons. But if you didn't know us, it looked touching. Oh, Stan and I are getting married again. I mean, I've done this before. Why am I so nervous?
I always get nervous at weddings. Weddings and funerals. I've been to so many of both that I get mixed up. Same guest list, same flowers. Handful of rice, handful of dirt. The only difference is, after the funeral, it's okay to date.
I'm beginning to like her.
Me too.
You're going to have a lot of fun together.
Oh, Dorothy, nobody can replace you. Oh,
Dorothy, I can't believe it. You're going to walk down that aisle and you won't be home tonight.
Oh, I'm going to miss you so much. You know, the only thing that makes me sad is leaving you and Ma.
Come on now. We've got to get you ready. Do you have something blue?
Do veins count? Oh,
I want you to have this hanky from St. Olaf. It's got a little blue embroidery on it.
Sneeze here.
And you need something new.
Oh, I have this other handkerchief from St. Olaf. This one's never been used.
Thanks again, Rose.
And something borrowed. Dorothy, I want you to have my best bracelet.
Oh, Blanche, it's very sweet.
It's just borrowing it, you know. I'll need it back.
Okay.
You can slip it to me right after the ceremony.
All right.
It's an antique.
Give it to me.
Dorothy, you're trembling. Are you that scared?
Yes. I'm just as queasy as I was at my first wedding, except that I'm pretty positive this time it's not morning sickness. Look, I'm probably just upset because Ma isn't going to be there. I just wish she could see Stan the way I see him now.
If she didn't love you, she wouldn't be fighting so hard.
I know.
All right, now, let's see. You got something borrowed, something blue, something new. You need something old.
Old enough?
Oh, Ma. Oh, Ma.
My little girl is getting married.
Oh, Ma, I just wish you weren't against this.
Look how pretty you look.
Really?
Yeah, beautiful. You remember the last time? We stayed up all night letting out that dress.
Oh, Ma, you know, Stan has changed. I trust him now for the very first time. Ma, I need your blessing.
Dorothy, it's always hard to let your children make their own decisions. But even though I worry about you, you always do the right thing. You have my blessing.
Oh, Ma, thank you.
You know, Pussycat, we never had that mother-daughter talk about sex.
Oh, Ma, I've had sex more years than I care to think about.
I know. I think you're doing it wrong.
Sounds like the guests are arriving.
Sophia.
All right, you've got a second chance. But if you hurt my daughter again, I'll make you miserable for the rest of my life. And if I lay off meat and dairy, that could be as much as 5 years.
I cannot take this another minute.
Oh, my God, it's Myra. This is who you've been scared of.
So you're Myra.
Watch out, she's dangerous.
Oh, I'm shaking.
You get that, too?
What do you want, Myra?
I just came here to tell you I'm not going to bother you anymore. You can have Ray. But you should know you're not the only young blonde bimbo in his life.
I don't want your husband. I never did.
I understand that now. I think I was just afraid of starting all over at my age. My daughter's checking me into a lovely retirement home called Shady Pines.
That's great. Come on out to the lanai and I'll give you the lowdown on Shady Pines. You know, who does what for cigarettes?
Here comes the beautiful bride.
Wow, look at you. You look perfect.
Thank you. Stanley, I'm a little scared.
I'm not. I just feel this is so right.
Stanley, I think we're going to make it this time.
Dorothy, I want you to meet my best man, Marvin Mitchelson.
Lovely to meet you. What an honor.
The honor is mine, Dorothy.
He's a lawyer.
I know who he is. Oh, Stanley, I'm impressed.
Yeah, well, since I made all this money, you wouldn't believe all the friends I have.
How about this guy? Dorothy, you're every bit as lovely as Stan said you were.
Oh, why, thank you.
Stan.
Yeah, right. Listen, Marv and I were talking, and you know how persuasive he can be. And he said that I should, and I thought that, well, he's the lawyer, and that's what I'm paying him for, so why don't you?
Why don't I what?
Just sign. It's nothing big. It's a little prenuptial agreement that says what's yours is yours, and what's mine is mine.
You want me to sign a prenuptial agreement. You want me to sign a prenuptial agreement. Stanley, whatever happened to openness and honesty and trust? Not to mention the 38 years that I spent as your wife, your partner, the mother of your children. The woman who held down two jobs while you were at home staring at a matchbook trying to draw Winky.
I told you she wouldn't go for it.
I don't want your money, Stan. Marvin, give me the agreement.
Ouch! Weddings. Why do I always get hit at these things?
Get out, Stan. Get out before I need a lawyer.
I think you got a case.
Dorothy, what about our guests? What about our honeymoon in Aruba?
Oh, I'd be too confused. Would I be using your money or my money?
But we could check with Marvin.
I don't think so.
But I love you. Are you sure you know what you're doing?
Yes. Yes, I think I'm doing the right thing. Please leave. An announcement to make. I've decided not to make the same mistake twice. I'm sorry.
She turned him down. Remember that.
If it's any consolation, Dorothy, I think what there was of your wedding was very beautiful. And the album won't be as bad as you think. I mean, the photographer got some great shots of your friends leaving with their gifts.
Oh, by the way, I want to thank you for not saying I told you so.
When you're as right as I am, you don't have to say it.
Well, I finished unpacking. It's hard to get a life full of fun into a substitute teacher's closet.
Truby, honey, we have to talk. I know you signed a lease, but, well, considering Dorothy's tragic misfortune...
I know. But could I just stay a couple of days? I can't stand another minute in a hotel.
Oh, I know what you mean. If I have to come up with one more fake name.
Well, Dorothy, I guess we're sleeping together tonight.
Ma, I have a better idea. In my suitcase, there are two tickets to Aruba. I think Stan owes us a little vacation, don't you?
Oh, Aruba. I love Aruba. Where's Aruba?
Come on, Ma. Get going. We have a plane to catch.
Really? The very thing you take with you. Come on. Here, let me get it.
Oh, God. This has always been my worst nightmare.
A wedding falling apart at the last minute?
No, going on a honeymoon with my mother.